When you walk in love, you're in control.
It makes
you the
master.
Not control of the people, but you're in control of yourself, and you're in control. You and God are working together.
God desires for us to cast all of our cares onto Jesus and not carry them ourselves. Join Gloria Copeland with her guests Terry Pearsons and Kelly Swisher and experience the freedom that comes from letting go, next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. We have two very distinguished guests with us today, Terry Pearsons and Kelly Swisher. And we're talking about the love of God, walking in love. It takes an effort to walk in the love of God, but boy, is it ever worth it. So I just want to, we're going to go back to chapter 13, and I'm going to start at the first again. It says, if, this is Amplified Bible, if I can speak in the tongues of men and even angels, but have not love, I am only a noisy gong and a clanging cymbal. What we're going to see is nothing counts without the love of God. That is our job. That's our priority. That's our responsibility, is to walk in love. If I have prophetic powers, the gift of interpreting the divine will and purpose, and understand all the secret truths and mysteries, all of it, and possess all knowledge, if I have faith so that I can remove mountains, but have not God's love in me, I am nothing, a useless nobody. Even if I dole all I have to the poor and providing food and surrender my body to be burned, even I offer myself to be a martyr, in other words, and have not love, I gain nothing. So nothing is of value in the spiritual realm, in God's realm, without love. Love is not an option. It is just not. We don't have an option we can or we can't. Love is absolutely a necessity. It says love endures long. Here's a description of it. And is patient and kind. Love is never envious nor boils over with jealousy. It's not boastful or vainglorious. Does not display itself haughtily. This is the Amplified Version. It is not conceited, arrogant, and inflated with pride. It's not rude, unmannerly, does not act unbecomingly. God's love in us does not insist on its own rights and its own way. That's a good place to start right there. It is not self-seeking. It is not. Everybody out there that's married, listen to this. It is not touchy or fretful or resentful. It takes no account of the evil done to it. In other words, it doesn't get its feelings hurt. It pays no attention to a suffered wrong. If someone does you wrong, what do? You say, I forgive, and you go on and just be happy and joyful. Amen? You don't have to bear the burden of it. Just forgive it. Does not rejoice at injustice or unrighteousness, but rejoices when right and truth prevail. Love bears up under anything and everything that comes, is ever ready to believe the best of every person. So love believes the best. Its hopes are fadeless under all circumstances. Love endures everything without weakening. That is big. That is big time. Love never fails, never fades out or becomes obsolete or comes to an end. Glory to God. Love never fails. When we walk in love, we don't fail. We pass up every opportunity that of a test and a trial or a trick or a deception of Satan. I'm telling you, love, it's like a security blanket. It'll keep you from getting off track. It'll keep you from falling for things. It'll keep you from opening the door to the devil where Satan gets into your household or into your family because maybe one of the family's harboring unforgiveness or unloveliness. Love never fails, and love is a key to our success. It's a key to never being defeated. Love can't be defeated. What does it say? Love never fails. So then the 14th chapter, it says, eagerly pursue and seek to acquire this love. Make it your aim, your great quest, and earnestly desire and cultivate the spiritual endowments, the gifts of the Spirit. We seek after love. We go after this walk of love. We refuse to quit. We won't be discouraged. If we mess up, what do? We repent, and we get right back up, and we go at love again. Amen? And, you know, in a marriage, it's love is a wonderful thing. This kind of love is a wonderful thing. I mean, you can't get your feelings hurt and be scriptural. It's not touchy. Remember this, Callie. It's not touchy or fretful or resentful. Pays no attention to a suffered wrong. Glory to God. Peace is the result.
Sounds wonderful.
I know you haven't had any situation like this, but if you were to get in a situation, you'd know what to do. You're married to such a sweet man.
He has his moments.
But every one of us requires love.
But I would say that probably he has his moments mostly because of the moments I had right before that. I suspect. You know, I think about what Granddad said about our grandmother, Nani. He said, Vanetta, you could frustrate an Indian, a wooden Indian. you could frustrate a drugstore wooden Indian.
That's funny.
I think I may have pushed George to that wooden Indian point.
I would say we've all done that.
So, but there are things that you can do if you do them by faith and you do them in the Spirit and seeking after this. You just read that verse, pursue. Love.
Yeah.
When your pursuit is love, and when you think about it, pursuing love is to pursue God.
That's true.
You know, we sing those songs, oh, more of you, I want more of you. Oh, I want to see your face. Oh, I want to be with you. Take me where you are. But then you go out and act like a, you know, selfish, self-centered person. Well, you're not going to find the love of God. You have to pursue it, seek it, cultivate it, develop
it.
And then don't give up because you mess up. But you were saying you had some great tips that the Holy Ghost, they're spiritual because maybe things you do in the natural, but they're spiritual because the Holy Ghost showed them to you.
That's true. There's things that can help you because as you were reading this, first, I've never felt this in reading this scripture, but I could just feel kind of a weight settle down on people as you're reading patient, kind, not rude, you know. I mean, I think if you're not keeping the 1 Corinthians 13 amplified version.
Yes, it takes the amplified to really do it.
Yeah. That's the real walking in love. Sounds a little easier in the King James, but we're going to hold ourselves to the
not
high
touchy,
standard of the
not
amplified.
Fretful, not resentful.
But I feel that as a weight going to people. Because they
never
don't
do
hear,
that.
You know what? They don't hear the word, what you need to focus on, it says love is kind, love is patient.
That's right.
They're hearing you have to be patient, and you're feeling the finger pointing at you. You know, sometimes people feel that finger of God, like you have to be this way. You know, the reason he wants us to be this way is because this is what works. And he didn't
ask us
to be this way without putting in us what we need to be this way. And it's like Proverbs 31, you know, that could settle a heavy weight on a woman if you feel like you have to do all that in one day. But perspective helps. So as you were reading
what you have to remember is that love never fails.
Right.
There's no failure in this.
And it doesn't
only say victory.
Kelly be, I mean, it's saying to me, Kelly be kind, but it says love is kind. Love is these things.
That's right.
But love is in me. So as we look, let's look over in Galatians in chapter 5. It said, let me see, where did I want to? It says in verse 4, if you're trying to make yourselves right with God by keeping the law, you've been cut off from Christ or from the anointing. You've fallen away from grace. Not, you know, people read that like, I've fallen, I've sinned and I've fallen away from grace. No, if you try to do it by yourself, you're taking yourself away from the grace to actually be that.
Yeah.
The love, as Terry
the
said.
The blessing.
You said, you know, pursue it. Thankfully, we don't have to go very far.
No,
it's
look
right
inside.
Here.
Just inside.
We talked yesterday about switching gears. If you're headed up a mountain, you need the power of the low gear. And it's not going to function until you get the power of the low gear. But you won't get the power in that low gear till you switch to the low gear. So we were thinking about ways to help you make the gear change, to shift from what's out here, your own abilities, to what's in here. And we talked about putting it on. Because he says here in verse 13, you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters, but don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Use your freedom to serve one another in love. For the whole law can be summed up in this one command, love your neighbor as yourself. But if you're always biting and devouring one another, watch out. Beware of destroying one another. So I say, what's the answer to that? He says, so I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your life.
Yeah.
Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. So switch to the Spirit. Now, you That's started true. Out and you said it takes effort. But the effort really is just in
Attention,
changing gears. If you're going up that hill, the effort that you have to make is change gears. After you do that, the car makes the effective effort to get up the hill.
My car's got this little gizmo over here on the side where it's got extra gears, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't ever know anything about those things, so I don't pay attention to it. But the other day I hit that gear where it gears down, and I was just going along, and it slowed down, got real heavy, you know. And that's what we do. We just gear down. We stop. We rather than get mad or respond, we do what I accidentally did in that car, and it just gears you down and it slows it down. You can't go fast. You can't do anything drastic. And that's exactly a good thing to say, gearing down.
When you gear into
instead of gearing up and being in strife.
That's true.
You gear down and you slow down. You think about, where am I? Who am I? I am born of love. I yield to love.
That's right.
That's good, Kelly.
Let
I
that
like
make
that.
A picture in your thinking of that car, and then the car will do the work.
Yeah.
The Spirit will do the work. So the actually walking it out is not as hard as being in fussing and all that, but it's just your effort is to change. So we thought we'd give you some little hints.
That's
I'll give
good.
A couple and then y'all jump in. But one thing is the words of your mouth. You have to, Terry said yesterday, one of the tips, pray in the Spirit.
That's good.
That engages your spirit when you pray
That's
in tongues.
That's a good
tongues.
Way to gear down.
Yeah.
Your head.
Yeah.
You know what you want to say.
That's right. Another is watching the words of your mouth, because how many times is it tempting to say, or have we said, I just can't take this anymore at whatever, kids, spouse, coworker, whatever. I just can't take this anymore. Well, yes, you can. You've got the love of God.
But and it never fails.
And it never
I
fails.
One definition that means love never stops loving.
That's good.
It never fails
and
to love.
And it will not come to an end.
No, it doesn't end.
So you can't say, I can't take it, because it won't come to an end. So that's one little thing. But one of the things that I've noticed, and I think when I began to engage it, I wasn't on purpose about it, but I realized it worked, so I began to be on purpose about it. You know, if you're in a place where you're tempted to be upset with somebody, do you know you can offer to go get them something? Can I go get you a drink? Can I go fix you a cup of tea? You know, your children, can I do your laundry for you, or whatever it is, you know, your older kids, whatever. Find something to give. And it's
That's
almost
good.
Palatable
Love gives.
How the irritation dissipates because you've engaged a function of God God so loved that he gave, you're engaging one of his functions, which is giving, and it engages your spirit. And it's just like, in your mind, you go, oh, that other was stupid. And you just move on. Go get them a cup of tea or go do something to serve them. I've had that happen, you know, with people, you know, whether you're working with them or going to church with people. You know, we're supposed to go to church. It's a good place to practice walking in love. It's at church. It's actually in Ephesians.
For church.
I do too.
Is that we're supposed to practice it in a place where it should be safe to do it.
It says we should bear up with each other. Put up with each other.
Look what you're doing. It says where there's strife, there's confusion in every evil work. So you're disarming strife.
That's right.
You're avoiding strife. You're walking in love, and you're bringing out love in other people. It's absolutely true. I mean, the love of God covers. Mm-hmm. Talks about it covers a multitude of sin. So I can see that.
I've seen you guys. Somebody talk ugly about y'all or something like that. Next thing, well, now don't try this. Don't talk ugly about them so they'll give you money. But the Spirit would lead you to give somebody some money. And it just gets, it now connects you at a different place than the devil's connection that's trying to go on. You're going to connect on God's love.
You know, in training up your children, that's a good thing to teach your children too, Kelly.
That's
like
true.
If you've got a child it's like a younger child that's upset, is to require them to do something for you and then to just respond with gratitude and appreciation. Get them active in giving and doing something you can respond to other than responding. You're going to have to respond to them one way or the other. And if they are pressing that anger rebellion thing, well, just help them identify by getting them to do something for you. Go, like you said, go get something or whatever, but then really make a big deal out of that,
thanking them.
And it helps them learn to dissipate that.
You made John and I go pick up rocks.
I wish you had known that when you and John were...
You made us pick up rocks.
Did
one
I really?
Time in Arkansas,
oh,
of all places.
Word. You'd
that's
have
like
to live in Arkansas to know how big
there's
that
so
was.
Many rocks. But we were doing fussing or something. You made us go pick up rocks.
Which
it went away. We weren't fussing anymore.
But don't throw them at each other.
It's
might
true.
Have to have another
yeah,
option.
I'd forgotten that.
I'm sure you've learned a trick or two.
I'm sure.
To switch gears.
Yeah, it helps you to switch gears, you know, and just... Really, it looks like, if you read what the Bible says love does, it looks like it would make you... put you down, make you subservient, but really, when you walk in love, you're in control.
It makes
not
you
control
the master.
Of the people, but you're in control of yourself, and you're in control. You and God are working together, and so that's why it's so important to forgive. Yeah, you say you don't know what they did to me. Well, I know what they're doing to you now, and the worst thing that could possibly happen to you is that you would fail to forgive as God forgives. So we forgive whatever anybody's done to you. You know, you may have lived most of your life with resentment toward a parent or toward someone who mistreated you, really, really seriously mistreated you. Well, it's still working if you're not in forgiveness of that person. They're still mistreating you. They're still causing you trouble. If perhaps you were molested or something in your childhood and you've been holding that, let it go. Just say, I forgive them and I shut the door on that. I walk away free. Anything you think of this week while we're talking about love and forgiveness, anything from your past or anything, just wipe it out and forgive. Let the people go that did you wrong. And you'll be amazed at how free you get.
It's the truth. You know, some years ago, I was in a place where I was having to walk in forgiveness and wisdom. Really, I needed wisdom, and that was the thing that I knew I needed. But to have that, I had to have love and forgiveness to walk in that. And the Lord was showing me some things in the book of James. And he says, in James 1:19, it says, understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. You must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Wow. And that quick to listen is talking about the wisdom that he promises in a few verses above that. He promises us wisdom if we ask, but we have to be quick to listen to the wisdom, be slow. I think this is another little trick. Just shut up. Right. Like we talked about the other day, be quiet.
That's right.
Be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to let emotion be in charge, slow to get angry, slow to get hurt. You can replace that word
That's
angry
an
with any
word
of your flesh that's trying to control the situation. But and then, because it goes on down and it says, so get rid of all the filth. Oh, here, I wanted to read this. Human anger or offense or any of those things does not promote the righteousness God desires. And when I was reading that, it struck me, righteousness. What is that? What does he mean by that? He wants us to win. He wants us to come out on top. That's the right place. Because it talks about winning a victor's crown in this book. But he says, it does. All this other stuff doesn't promote things going God's way. And so if you'll be, Steve and I said we were going to write a book called, someday we'll write a book and we're going to put a chapter in it called Shut Up and Kiss Me and Keep the Shut Up Part to Yourself. It's like, just be quiet and give each other a kiss, but don't say the shut up part, you know?
That's good.
And because just be quiet. And that's another great tip. And let the wisdom come up, and you'll have what
we
God
do
wants.
Not have to respond. If we're being mistreated, I'm not talking about being beaten, but I'm talking about if you're somebody saying something mean to you, we don't have to respond. Just look down on the inside and thank the Lord, and smile and say, God bless you. We'll see you again in a moment.
It's paramount because that is what acclimates them and that's what gives them their sense of this is the way things are supposed to be. When they see something else, they're like, that's not the way it's supposed to be. That just becomes their point of reference. And with that point of reference, everything else is compared, and that's the reference that should be compared. So they can always say, this is not right, this is not the way I was taught, so that they always have, their compass is like set correctly. They don't have to reset it later on and get readjusted. They're right on target the first time.
Come to these exciting meetings. A Behind the Mission Weekend with Stephen Kelly Swisher is June 25th and 26th in Lombard, Illinois at the Weston Lombard Yorktown Center. The Copeland Family Meeting in Long Beach, California is July 8th through 10th, 2010. Come and meet the family, George and Terry Pearsons, Stephen Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons at the Long Beach Convention Center. This year, the Southwest Believers Convention is being called Homecoming 2010, August 2nd through 7th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th with Stephen Kelly Swisher at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. Be sure to come to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 11th through 13th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodridge, Virginia. For more information, go to kcm.org. God has a good plan for families. His ways keep singles secure, marriages strong, children safe, and relationships prospering. The Family of Faith package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries is a practical, word-based resource to help you build your home on the solid foundation of God's Word. Family Promises by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland arms you with God's scriptural truths that help you stand strong for your family. Protecting Your Family in Dangerous Times by Kelly Copeland Swisher removes the fear and lets you know God is there for you no matter what the circumstance. Grace of a Godly Woman by Terry Copeland Pearsons equips you to handle all that you're facing with God's grace and strength. And Hannah's Miracle Child by Marty Copeland brings inspiration to those believing for children. You can have the relationships and family you've always dreamed of. Take hold of God's promises and have faith in God. Order your Family of Faith package for just $19. This package contains material that is sure to help you overcome many of life's challenges and enjoy lasting relationships in every area of your life. For 48-hour processing, order Family of Faith Package online at kcm.org. You may also call or write to us today. For these and other KCM products, go to www.kcm.org.
Get your Family of Faith Package and get into it. When you get it, don't just set it on the shelf. Get into it. Be ready. You know, things come our way, and we have to be ready to respond in faith, and we have to be ready to respond in love. When you get the truth of God's on God's Word concerning your family, and you fix and establish your heart about the well-being that is His will for you and your family, nothing will be able to tear your peace apart. So we want to offer you this, all of these good things to help you to get into the no-stress kind of life. You know, you'll have problems, but you'll have answers when problem comes. If you'll meditate on God's promises and say them out loud daily and depend on them, stand on them by faith, act on the Word of God. You got to know what's in the book. What God said He'll do for you, you take it and you act on it, and deliverance will come in your family every time. Hallelujah. So order yours today. Students in school and college, when it comes time for the finals, don't try to do it by yourself. Prepare. Do what you need to do and believe God to help you, and He'll remind you of things. If you need prayer, God has the answer for you. If you need somebody to help you pray, call. We have prayer people here all the time. You can write us in Fort Worth, Texas, or you can call. There's somebody here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We care about you. We want to help. These people that answer the phone, they know how to pray. Glory to God. Check our offices around the world. If you're in other parts of the world, they've got praying people too. Hallelujah. We're believing for 2010 to be your very best year. Hallelujah. Make the Believer's Voice of Victory a part of life every day, and make reading your Bible every day, and get in a good church that teaches you the Word of God, because it is a time where we have to live by faith if we're going to live in the best God has for us, for sure. This is Gloria Copeland and Terry and Kelly reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Gloria Copeland will be signing her new book, Live Long, Finish Strong, in bookstores on May 13th and 14th. Come and see her in Chicago, Illinois, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Houston, Texas, and Atlanta, Georgia. For information and details on times and bookstore locations, go to kcm.org. Live Long, Finish Strong by Gloria Copeland releases on May 10th and will be available wherever books are sold. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory,
we have a very lofty goal in front of us, and that is just every day, moment by moment, to crucify or to kill the pressure of the flesh and to walk in love.
Visit kcm.org and get an exciting look at listings, meeting schedules, product news, and much more. View KCM meetings live or watch Believer's Voice of Victory webcasts on demand. That's kcm.org.